Gimel on base in the bottom. So the Mishnah Albo Achifo brothers in the Surina Bo Nosha are married to four women, but Mason, all four brothers passed away. Imrotso Hagodl Shabahem. If one of the older brothers wants to, or the oldest, Li Yavim Meskulum, to marry every one of these four wives. Each wife comes from a different man, or it should be at least up. He can allow to marry all these four women. That's case number one. Case number two. Misha Yenosin Lishtei Noshim, a man is married to two wives, Umeis, and finally now we're establishing the rules of Yevama, that Mem Dalet. It's unbelievable. Who was married to two women, the Meis, and the man died, and he has now two wives for Shimon to marry, be also a Chalitzasa, shall Achas man, Paiteta Tzarasa, if you have either a Bia, either you marry one, or you give Chalitza to one, that not only takes care of this one, but also takes care of the Tzara as well, the co-wife as well. That's case number two. Case number three, if you decide to make chalitza, ha'isa achas k'sheid of achas, so if you decide to make chalitza, one of the two wives was kosher to marry a kohen, and one of the two wives was already a divorcee, so she was puzzled to marry a kohen, then might as well give a chalitza to her. Im ha'ya chalitz, chalitz l'psul. If you want to give chalitza, give to the one who's already puzzled anyway. Why ruin the other one? Im ha'ya miyabim, but they'd better be miyabim l'ksheid. They might as well be miyabim to l'ksheid. Or you could be miyabim to l'ksheid.
What's the mile of being miyabim l'ksheid?
They just say it's just an expression. Give me either one. But the main thing is choyle is a choyle. Why choyle? So we'll see them in an interesting expression in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Arbo achid sakadata, four brothers, if all four brothers die, so who's left? Arbo me achid, four other brothers died, there's still other surviving brothers. One guy can marry four wives. We learn later of Samach in the Samach how many wives a person allowed to marry, but Vishavki lay, we allow him to marry all four. But Tanya, didn't we learn? It says in the Pasig, we dash it from everywhere in the Pasig, we kodru lo zikne ido, that they should call to him, the elders should call to him and say, that, you know, this person, my brother-in-law didn't want to marry me, so we dash it. First of all, the kodru lo zikne ido, only the elders should call him, hein velo shluchan, they shouldn't send him the messages they do to themselves. And then zavadabru elo, they should speak to the man, melamit shemasi, again, if they speak to him, they encourage him, they give him advice. She'im ha'yehu yelad, if the b'yavam was, let's say, young, he's a Canaan, she's an old woman, who's zakin, if this guy was old, he yelled, and the wife was, the woman, the yavam, is a young woman, we talk to him, we try to convince him, malucho eti yaldan, malucho eti zikna, what are you going to go marry, a youngster, you're going to marry an old woman? Klach eti shikamayzcha, better marry someone similar to you. Ba'al tosim k'totu be'secha, all you can do is you're going to invite machlekes into your house.
So it was, even though this guy's meant to be doing the ideal thing, the situation which is doing
the
evil.
Here's not ideal.
But be practical.
That's right.
He can't marry someone
30
years younger than him.
That's right. Whichever, if we had more condition, that's obviously Yisrael. To marry someone who's suitable to you is the midst of obviously Yisrael, which overrides and supersedes everything else. So, why are we allowing him to marry all four wives? He's able, he can afford to have all four wives. He can afford it. He's rich. If you're rich, you'll have four wives. If so, you can have a lot more than four wives. Why, Dafka? Why the example of the mission is only four? Sounds like we don't want him to have more than four wives. Eight's a teva kamashalon. We want to give him advice. Not a question of money. It's more a question of relationships. Dalit in tefeloi. The maximum number of wives a person should have is four. No more. Ki hecha din imtai oyuchai. You can have marriage relationships once a month with every one of them. Well, yeah. Well, Yaakov had four wives, and he lived a long life. If somebody was married, he only married one wife. How do you know when they why can't he marry both wives? Reuven had two wives and he died. Why can't Shimon marry both wives? What's possible from it? It says in the pasuk, when she spits on the floor for the guy who refuses to marry him, she says, this person, he didn't want to build a singular form, is based achiv, the house of his brother. So it's only singular. Only one house you build, not to only marry one wife. Okay, when it comes to building a house, I understand. But it comes to chalitza, you're not building a house. You don't get chalitza. Why don't you get chalitza both? It's a pasuk. What do we call this person? We call this name. Base chalutz hanoal. The house, singular house, of the single shoe that was removed. So only one house is the chalitza, not two. For Reuven, you only have one chalitza, and the chalitza is meitzi both. Maybe the niyabim lechodah v'nachal lechodah. Maybe she do yivim for one wife, and otherwise give a chalitza to. or makro, it says in the pasuk, im lo yach, but if the person refuses to take her, then he brings it, she brings him, then brings him to court, and so on and so forth. Sounds like only those people you're shy. When do you give chalitza? If you can do yibum. Since we just established you can only do yibum with one of the wives, so you can only do chalitza with one of the wives, you don't do chalitza both. If he wants to, he has a choice. He could have married her. That's number one. Over here, since you cannot do yibum with both wives, so therefore chalitza is only with one. That's number one. For another reason is, if you can have yibum with one, a chalitza with other, sounds like we don't want people should go around saying, he fixed up half the house and half the house he got rid of. That's what it sounds like. Who cares what people say? So they say that. So what? If that's the right thing to do, that's the right thing to do. So the Gemara, if he first married one, and then v'hod the chalit gave chalitza to the second wife, we don't care. Hachinami, that's all right. El dim, we're worried chalitza. If he gave chalitza to the first wife, he already completely severed any ties to this particular family. If he marries the other wife, he's living with an eishes ach shaloi b'makamitza, and that is an iser of kadosh. Therefore, it's eishes ach.
Once he does one of his brother's wife, he's already
bein
abayis.
Yes, yeah, so more question. Maybe he does chalitza. Maybe he can do chalitza as well. Well, what's wrong with doing chalitza afterwards? So the Gemara says, you're right, nothing wrong. But what happens if we allow a yibum and chalitza? Then people might do the reverse the order and do chalitza then yibum, do chalitza first and then yibum. That's a problem, because once you did chalitza,
you've cut off the family.
Doing yibum afterwards, you're actually doing an aveda isa karis. So therefore, we avoid it. Now we're just talking about chalal. We finished. Now we're just explaining the second part of the Mishnah. Freddy Gimara, so why don't we learn like this? Maybe the din is, if you're got two wives and you shaykh to do, maybe if there's only one wife, you do Mitzvah Yibum. Maybe there's two wives, you don't do anything. Since you could, exactly. Since there are two wives, maybe there's no Mitzvah Yibum at all. Freddy Gimara, the aim of Ki'ika Chodah, there's only one wife. This guy in mitzvah, then you do the mitzvah of yibum. Ki ika tati, if there's two wives, like this guy mitzvah yibum. Maybe there's no mitzvah yibum at all, but two wives. Because since you don't know which one you're going to marry, then drop it. Because the pasuk that talks about mitzvah yibum is talking about one. By yisechod, as we said before. So maybe there's no, leibnes beisachim. Maybe where there's only one, then there's a mitzvah yibum. There's mitzvah of there's two, since you don't know which one, just give chalitz and that's it. Maybe. So the Gemara, because if you tell me that there's more than one wife, no yibum, then tzoras erva the osar achmana lamli. In the beginning of the whole masechta, we're learning that the co-wife is osar. You only allowed to marry one wife. Tzoras erva the tzora of an erva that we learned from Sukkim, from Achoisai, that you're not allowed to marry the tzora of an erva. Since if there's two wives in this relationship, you're not marry either of them. So what do you need a special pasuk to tell you that if one of them is an erva, the other one you're not allowed to marry, and if the other one wasn't an erva, also you cannot marry either of them. It's a raya that if there were not ervas, you would marry one. So now he's telling you that if one doesn't erva, then also the tzara you can't marry. You have to give chalitza.
So using the posik not from the sukim of yibum to tell you about the
tzara sale. The tzara we had from Achoy Sisha. We learned from Achoy Sisha that.
That assumes, therefore, that you have to take one or the other. And if you say Achoy Sisha, you can't. But they're asking, maybe this dude don't take
maybe
any of
both.
Right. The fact that we had an extra word there, we had Aleha, Aleha. You remember? The fact that remember it says Aleha. Over there, it said Aleha. Yeah, the word Aleha was specifically for that. That's why the whole Sugya, Esed Achaloy, said we need Aleha for. So that extra pusik is not necessary if you're not allowed to marry more than one. Says the Gemara, since two people you say there's no din of yibum mechalitza, so why need a pasuk for tzara zerva? Say b'say, two people you can't. There's no din of everybody. There's no din of yibum mechal. Tzara zerva b'ya. Says the Gemara, maybe you still need a pasuk. I'll tell you why. Maybe two people taka you don't marry either of them, but if one of them is an erva, since you cannot marry the erva, you would have thought you should marry the other wife because there's only really one wife that's available, and that's why you need the pasuk aleha to tell you that that's us. So you do need the pasuk. That's not a raya. We need it. Maybe the erva is like outside this relationship. You should marry tzarasa. So how do you know that if there's more than one yivama in Reuven's life, that Shimon still can marry either one? Yevimta, yevimta riba. And the pasuk says twice the word yevimta, that he doesn't want to take his yevimta, but also yevimta. Why is it twice? To tell you that even though there were two yivamas in the family, he marries one of them. Hoysa achas ksheda. If one was kosher and one was pasul, let the pasul one get the chalitza. Why? Amar Rabbi Yosef kan shana Rabbi. Here Rabbi taught the famous saying: Lo yishbech adam mei boira. If you have something valuable but you don't want it, so you don't throw it out, because va'ached in tzichlem, there might be others who can use it.
Now don't pasul the other women.
My wife gave me a chelges for throwing something out 20 years ago. That would have been very valuable. So then I remember this gemara right here. Lo yishbech adam mei boira. Achedim, especially achedim with yourself. So that's why let the chalutza. She's anyway can't marry a kohen. So let her be the grusha. Let's say the wife was a grusha, can't marry a kohen anyway. Give her the chalutza. Why take the other wife who at the moment can marry a kohen, and by giving her chalutza you just ruined it? For what purpose? That's right. Yeah.
Everything has its time and place.
Exactly, Mishnah. Okay, Hamach the Girusha. So if somebody, it didn't either, that if you divorce your wife, you're allowed to take her back. But if you marry somebody in the interim, you're not allowed to take her back. But what happened? He didn't listen. So he was over alive. He took back his divorced wife, who was living with somebody else at the time. Once you give a chalitza to a woman, you're not allowed to take her back either. Because it says lo yivna. There's a lab of lo yivna. And also living with a relative chalutza. This is very more like the Rabbanan. In all these cases, since you did a lav, yoitzi, you now live together. Vlad mamzer, divrei Rabbi Akiva holds that a chayve lavin, the children of mamzerim. So therefore, he's far stricter. There's three opinions. Shimon HaTimni, we'll soon see. He is by far the strictest. That even chayve, actually, it's not that true, because in Gemara Ksuv, we had a fourth opinion that chayve asay also. Maybe one opinion says the mamzer, but he says that the kedusha is nachal and the child's mamzer. Even Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara will discuss krayv chalutzos is under the bon. The Chacham say ain't a vlad mamzer. No. Chacham say the only time you vlad is mamzer is if it's chayv krisis, not chayv lav. Obru moedim, they are moedim benoi say krayvash kirushosai. If you marry the relatives of your grusha, because your grusha tayda considered as long as she's alive, she's considered your wife, and you're not allowed to marry the chayis isha. That's kodesh. So chayis grushosai is the same gedim. So it's chayve krisis. The chacham amoyed the chayve krisis of vlad mamzer. Says the Gemara.
Why does the Torah consider her still to be your wife?
In that respect, only as far as that. Yes, same question on Friday. Only as far, nothing changed. Only as far as the isid of krayvus. That's the only thing that remains. Because that's not something that you did. That's something that Abish to put into place. You're not allowed to have ties that you created. But this isn't great. It's over. But this is the Abish says. Okay, talking about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds. Are you telling me Hanoise Kravas Chalutzase of Vlad Mamzer? If you marry the Kraver a Chalutza, it's only the Rabban the Kraver Chalutzase. We said before, we want to treat like a Grusha. That the Vlad should be a Mamzer for Nisa the Rabban. So you're right. Fix it up. Tani, learn Kravas Gerushase, the relative of Grusha, which is Matayrasa. That makes even sense. The Tani says it in the Mishnah, even the Chacham Amoidim, if you marry the relatives of Amoidim, Benoise, Kravas, Gurushas, if you marry the relatives of Gurusha, which is Nisa Kar, the Chacham Amoidim, the Chacham Amoidim, Havla Mamzer. E Amri Bishleim Aidiba, if you tell me that the Tanakhama spoke about, it was Rabbi Kiva spoke about Achois, you know, Kravas, Gurushas, Haini Tani Moidim, says Amoidim. Eli Amri going to say, Loi Aidiba, if you're going to say that Loi Aidiba, my umaydim. What does it mean that maida? What do you mean maida? Maida to who? To what? Rabbi Kiva didn't talk about it. So the raya Rabbi Kiva was speaking about when he said achoyz chutzasi, he meant achoyz grushasi. No, maybe who said that he's maida to Rabbi Akiva? All they're trying to say is a principle, not the example. The principle is that even though he says that a mamzer from chayv alav, we don't agree, but we will be maida. The chayv krisis is. If that's what the whole purpose of this chachamim is, it's a fashion mission later on. Who's a mamzer? Kol she'er bosat any relative shu below yavai. There's an aver you're not allowed to marry, even though there's only an aver allowed the children of mamzerim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon HaTimni says kol shechayavin olav koros b'dei shemayim. Any only isur this koros, then the children of mamzerim. The halacha kedvarav, and the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon HaTimni. So, what did this Mishnah tell you that for? If Rabbi Kiva wasn't talking about Torah, why should Rabbi Chacham amoyed it to what? What's the point? Bring it here. He didn't raise it. Yeah. All chayv lavim. Yeah.
So, but there's no
shir boso
there.
Well, soon we'll
Now, because I was saying, kol shir boso is relations, where kohen agush is not a relationship.
There's a question about everything because
the way Rabbi Akiva formulates is kol shebosa, any family relationship.
Any love.
Nah, of course, shebosa means family relationship.
We'll see later.
So then, why do we say before that he says it's kol chayvei love?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, we'll see later. No, but the Gemara will discuss later when we're talking an opinion because it's a loisa shein shove bakol. Might be different. Maybe our Tana is just being Seisim. Maybe the Chacham Oimim, that is Rav Shimon HaTimni. Im Kain, if so, Lisne Shar Chayove Krisha. So why does he spell out only the case of the relative of Grusha, the child of Mamza? Just say that anyone who's Chayev Kodesh, Trula Mamza. If you live with somebody you're not allowed to live with, you get Kodesh for it. If you have a child, the child of Mamza. Why specifically talk about the relative of Grusha? It must be talking about Aidi. Must be that Rabbi Akiva was talking about in the first place. They were not Aidi. Rabbi Akiva not talk about it at all. The Aidi, the Tani, Marzi Girushase. Since we talked about returning, if a husband returns his divorced wife after she lived with somebody else and got divorced with the second person or widowed, ain't allowed to. And Noisi Chalutzase marrying Chalutza, Kreivus Chalutzase, and the relative of Chalutza, which is very similar. So Tani Nami, so the Chachamim come along and say, Kreivus Girushase. We're made by Kreivus Girushase. It doesn't prove Rabbi Akiva.
That's not because you were raised and therefore you get.
No,
relationship which is Bechelik or Bisefer when we say there's a Vlad day like Tomo. Right? Tomo is according to Yehuda, Tomo was Tetzim and Sisol.
Because you're the best coin.
So that's not
Chayvei
Krisus.
So the
Vlad wouldn't be a
Mamzer?
All of those Srefa, all Chayvei Krisus as well.
They're also Chayvei Krisus. Only so when there's Eidim, they get that punishment.
That's what I'm saying.
So Misa B'dei Shomayim is also.
No, Misa Shomayim is something else. There's another Tano who holds only Misa B'dei Shomayim, not even Kodesh. Because there are a few that the Misa B'dei Shomayim.
If someone is Chayev Misa B'dei Odom, they're also Chayev Kodesh?
Yes.
Automatically.
If there's not, yeah.
What you're saying is really, one is Chayev in capital punishment. Any offense is a capital punishment for a Bezdin.
Only if there's Kodesh, because there are some Arayas, they only get Misa B'dei Shomayim.
Okay.
We'll see later. Ela Kreivus Chalutzosa, Rabbi Akiva, Havi Mamze. It sounds like that the Kreiva of Chalutz is also Mamze. Why Taka? Why Taka? Says Yimor Abba Rabbi Abba Meir Chanai Tanu Kibbutz Amakro. Says the pasuk Beis Chalutzanal. The Teda calls the woman that you gave Chalutz to. It says Beis Chalutzanal. Hakara Beis. The Teda refers to the woman that you gave Chalutz to as if she's still your wife, just like a Grusha is still your wife in this respect that her sisters and everything else is forbidden to you. Meha Teda.
So Beis Chalutzanal is a reference to the woman.
Yeah, and it calls Beis a house. I mean, and the house is a wife. So in other words, the Teda saying that even after you gave a Chalutz, she's still considered your house. Just like a Grusha, even though you divorced her, she's still considered your wife in the respect that her relatives are forbidden to you. So anything includes it.
But what's the possible for a Grusha?
I don't remember offhand.
Because here you've got a clear
possible. It's just a Chois Isha. A Chois Isha, as long as she's alive, it's Asr.
I thought it was a reference.
Doesn't make a difference. As long as she's alive, we learn that. Chois Isha. We the Chom don't agree to have a Kiva holds.
So what about if a Grusha like her mother and her other ones? Like a Chois Isha, you can tell me if you've got like your mother in law from your mother or something, right? Because an Issa.
So we learn everything from Chayis Isha. We have before everything learned from Chayis Isha.
You'd really want to marry your ex-mother?
I imagine that her baba. Everyone is moide be marze gerushasai. Rabbi Yisrael said. Rabbi Shimon says hakol moidim. Everyone is moide be marze gerushasai. Everyone is moide. Even the Chacham will say that the child is not a mamzer if you take back your divorced wife after she married somebody else, but at least the Havlad pogum. Whenever we say the child is pogum, is flawed. What do you mean there's a defect? What does it mean in what respect? That lacuna. That if there's a girl involved, if it's a boy, it means nothing. But if it's a girl involved, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So if we do a lab, if you live with somebody in the lab, the child that's born of that union is also to marry a kohen. That's how
Yosef. Kohenis is mutter to marry him if he's a man.
Yeah. Sorry?
Yeah. This child is a male, a kohenis can marry him?
A kohenis can marry him.
It's impossible from truma, that's all.
No, but that's from the marriage.
Yeah, I'm saying if she marries a regular Yisrael, she'll be possible to
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Said well, right, man hakal moidi. What do you mean? It was moidi. Who's moidi? Shimon Timni. Shimon Timni. Who said? Ah, forgot the name. Shimon Timni. Ein mamzer mechayev elavi. And he says that you don't produce a mamzer if you live with somebody in sin. Nihi the mamzer lehavi. Even though true, the child is not a mamzer, but pogum mi ahavi. However, Rabbi Yosef says the child is considered flawed, and the child is not allowed to marry a kohen if the parents lived in Israel. How do I know this? From a widow with a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. And the din is that if a kohen gadol marries a widow, that child is a chol, cannot marry a kohen. So a widow and a kohen gadol, no one else has aveda marrying a widow except a kohen gadol. That's called an aveda that's very limited. So it's the weakest kind of aveda, it's so limited. And yet the child from that union is a pogum, cannot marry a kohen, so koshka the kalachemer. If you live with somebody that's chayv elavin, like a chalutz, whatever it is, all these ones, machzik gerushasei, which is also to everybody, surely the child is a pogum. That's what Rabbi Yosef wanted to say. Which is limited only to the kohen gadol. Yet benot pogum zu sheisud shalav akolav. This is equal to everybody. Ain't a dinshim benot pogum. Surely the child should be pogum. Ikal mifrich astig and mother. I'll undermine. I have three questions on this. Number one. First of all, what a difference in the case of the amana kohen gadol. The mother herself is affected by it. She can no longer live with a kohen, even a kohen hedyot afterwards. Even if her husband dies, she cannot live with a kohen hedyot because she became a zoyna. When she lived with a kohen gadol, when she shouldn't have, she becomes a zoyna. And if you become a zoyna, one of the people that a kohen, an ordinary kohen, can I marry, is a zoyna. So since she hurt herself, so she also hurts a child. But in our case over here, a marze gerushosai, this woman does not become a zoyna with that. And therefore, she could live with a kohen. She could live with a kohen, so she didn't get ruined. Only a child got ruined. Who said that... We'll see in a second. Mal almona shekein hi atzma. All the way around. Almona shekein hi atzma mischalels. And almona, first of all, she herself cannot live with a kohen anymore. So it says in the pasuk v'lo yechalel zara in plural yechalel. So we learn shtei chalul nakosim medaber. One you affect the child, and one you affect yourself, and therefore you cannot live with anybody. Mash ein kain. If you take back your divorced wife, and you shouldn't have, she does not become a. She doesn't have. Why? Because she anyway was affected. The moment you divorced her the first time, she couldn't live with a kohen. Exactly. So by living with somebody else and then coming back to the husband, nothing happened. You didn't do anything to her right now. Who said? You can't add to begam. What's begam? Begam. What can be more? So then, who said that you can affect a child without affecting her? That's question number one. So the kavuchem is undermined. Question number two. Void. Furthermore, it says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, was it talking about? Okay. It says in the pasuk, he te'eva ksiv, ein baner te'eva, and it says in the pasuk that she is a te'eva and not her children. If she lives back, goes back to her husband, she's a te'eva. So we dash and she's a te'eva and not her children. So maybe the children are not a te'eva, not even a pagam. That's question number two. Question number three, oi, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Hamarze, Girusha, take back your divorce, Ivanoise, Chalutzase, you marry Chalutza, Noise, Kalutzase. Rabbi Kiva, oi, Makiva says, Ain loy bokadushin, the marriage does not take effect because he holds that Chai Velavi, and if you're doing a veil, there's no marriage. And the Ainotzicha, he men a get, she doesn't require a get. Vihi Pasula, she herself now is Pasul, and the Vlad the Pasul, and the child is Pasul. Pasul means the child's a mamzer. The koyfer noisel lohitzi. We forced the man to set her away. The chacham say yesh loy b'kedushin. Even though you shouldn't live together, chayav elav in the kedushin toifus. And utzricha heimen a get. Even though we force him to divorce, they need a get. And vihik sheda, she's kosher. And v'vlado kosher. But it says here, chacham hold the child is kosher. But what do you mean the child is kosher? Lema, what do you mean the child is kosher? Lav lekuhuna. We mean to say. Kosher to the call, why shouldn't be kosher call? If it's not a mamzer, why shouldn't be kosher call? The chiddush of lag sheda is that you kosher even to kohuna. So we see that not like a b'yisa that said the child is a pogum, it's not a pogum. So let's have a deal with question number three. Question number three is not a question because maybe taka means loy the call. The child is kosher to marry, he's not a mamzer, to argue with Rabbi Akiva, but definitely cannot marry kohen, he's a pogum. If you're telling me that we're describing the relationship with the rest of the Eden, when it says here that this woman, she's kosher, according to you, which means she's kosher klal yisrael. Why should she be kosher klal yisrael? So she lives with somebody that she's never lived with. So why should she be kosher klal yisrael? The man, ilam we call pshita, mshum the zanya. Okay, she came a zayna. Where does it say yisrael can't marry a zayna? Absolutely, the call, because possibly the call. It's only psul the zayna is to a kohen. Elola, when we talk about the woman, we say that she's still kosher. What does it mean? It means lekuhuna. That she's that we mean that when we say that that she's kosher. What do we mean that she's kosher? To kuhuna. Umedihi lekuhuna. In the case of that she's kosher to kuhuna. Obviously, when we say the child's kosher, means the kuna. So, no, this whole idea that you said that there's a pagam is not right. Says Rabbi Yisa back, no. Mide iria. Just because it says the word kosher by the mother and the word kosher by the child, you think we're talking about the same thing? Hakadisa, by the mother, we're talking about when she's kosher to kuna. By the child, we're saying he's not a mom, he's a kosher to Klal Yisrael. But he's talking not kosher to a kohen because he's a pagam. And in fact, Hachinam is stop it. I'll prove it to you that even though we use the same word, it does not mean the same thing. Just like in the Sefer, just like in the Reisha, wasn't the Reisha? The Tony Reisha in the beginning, it says in the Reisha, Bekiva says, you marry a Grusha or a Chalutza or a Kreya Chalutza. So Bekiva says, no Kedushin, you don't even get. She is Pasul and the Vlad is Pasul. Now, what do you mean she's Pasul? Vlad the Pasul. Hipsul, when you say she's Pasul, what do you mean? Not the Klai, you saw, why should she be Pasul? Okay, she's a Zayna. Shouldn't have lived with this man. So, he still has a lot of marriage zayna. When it says he psul the man ilayma lekol mushum the zanya ifsa lekol elalav the kuna, she's pasul kuna. And then it says v'lo the pasul. Remember, Kiva, when we say v'lo the pasul, what does it mean? He's a mamzer. So who's he also to the Klal Yisrael? So even though it says the word psula by mother and the child, it's two different meanings. By the mother, it's only to the kohenim, and by the child, it's to Klal Yisrael. So the same thing when the chacham say ksheda, it's two different meanings. Leman ilam the kuna lekol kosher. I'm going to give v'lo mamzer elupshid lekol. Umidereisha hakadisa. He said the mother's one thing and the child's another thing. Seifanami hakadisa. So therefore, over here also, when it says over here that the child is kosher, it means kosher to Klal Yisrael. But pasul of kohen because of begam, so there's no kasher of Yosef. Okay, but now the second question you asked me was: it says in the pasuk that she is a teiva lucheda. What do you mean she is and not what? Lucheda, her child is not a teiva. He teiva, nami he teiva. You know what you dash? Don't dash the child is not the child is a pogum. But the ain tzarasa teiva. There's another wife involved here. The tzara is not a teiva. Only she is. Aval b'nei teivim. But the children maybe are. But the first question he asked was a good question. I brought you a kal v'chomer madech and almana the kohen gadol. The child is a pogum, so surely over here. And I said back to you, it's not a good kal v'chomer. Because over there, the almana herself got affected, so therefore the child's affected. But over here, the almana is not affected because every grush is already pasul kohen. Who said the child's affected? That's a good question. El almana kasha, I have a good question. Ma almana. And this was my question. Keni atzim is chalelis. That's why the child's affected. So, Lucheda, what's Rabbi Yosef Zaraya? What's his basis? Ela itmar hachitmar. You're right. We're going to change it. Rabbi Yosef, when he said that the child is a pogrom, he wasn't talking about the first case. He wasn't talking about a chayv elavin. Chayv elavin, the child is not a pogrom. So, what Rabbi Yosef mean that the child is a pogrom? He said, everyone's made of the child is a pogrom. What are you talking about? He was talking about Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that the only time you make a mamzer is if you live with someone, the chayavim misses, meshamayim, not chayve krisis. But he's made it. If he live with chayve krisis, the child is a pogrom. But not by chayve lavin. So, the Gemara. Later on, there's no mamzer from chayve krisis. He the mamzer of a havi of a pogum mehave, and Rabbi Yeshua learns the kavu chaymer that a chayve krisis the child mamzer me'almana from a widow. Me'almana can go to any zush of a curl so limited yet but not pogum zush of a curl and zush of a pogum. I can ask me a question. Chetim mal almana by almana she is self affected. And he atzma mitzchalel as hachanam kivish bala atzma zayne over here. Which, since over here taka she's affected as well.
So that pogum is really only a girl.
Only a bad girl, yeah. So over here also, in Rabbi Shua's case, we did chayv and misses. See, she does become a zayna that she takes also to a coin. We're not talking about the case of a gerusha. We're not talking about a chayv and lav. We're talking about chayv and krisis. If she was a chayv and krisis, let's say her sister, somebody that you get kaddish for. You live with her sister, you get kaddish for that. And now she became possible a coin. So since she's no different than the case of our monarch and God, where the mother was affected as well, she's now possible a coin. Therefore, the child is a pogum. Okay, and we'll stop here. So that's a new Gemara now.